Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so grateful to be here with you tonight. We discuss issues to help you walk your soul's pilgrimage in your own authentic way. Sharing the path with your angels and spiritual guides gives you the comfort and security of always knowing you are not alone. You are invited to visit my website at livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal, a place of self-discovery. The show airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Call in or just listen during our inspirational discussions from guests around the world and from Dr. Vicki, a counselor of law and spirituality. And now, Living Your Soul's Journey. Well, good evening, and I have a question for you. Do you like you? And it's a very profound question because so many people would say, well, of course I like myself. But do you really live your life? Do you live your soul's journey loving and liking yourself? It was very interesting. I woke up this morning and I did my weekly, well, I do it daily, but there's a specific energy work that I do every 2 weeks. And this was just the middle of the month. And so it was time for me to do my energy work. And when I finished it, I found that, of course, I was doing well, but I also found that it opened up an area that I really have been needing some healing in. And so I wanted to share that tonight before I get into what I want to talk about tonight. Do you like you? And I have to tell you that this afternoon, I went to see the movie How to Be Single. And it was, you know, at first I thought, oh no, this is going to be a kind of a strange movie. But the ending of it was really, really saying exactly what I'm going to talk about tonight. Do you like you? And there's a wonderful, wonderful pop song by, I believe her name is Colby Kaylet. And she even has the name of it, Do You Like You? And she has it on YouTube, and she shows, you know, women of all ages that, you know, without makeup, being yourself. And I just want to share that as I progress through the hour, I see a lot about young girls because I have a teenager, and I see how much drama these girls get into because my daughter said to her friend who's dating a very close friend of hers that she's known since she was 4 or 5 years old, said, you know, how are you and this person doing? And she immediately went into this drama about wanting, oh, you must want us to break up. And I was thinking, you know, it starts, it's like a wheel. It's like a circle of, it never ends. Because these girls and guys are starting out without self-love. And I'm going to talk a lot about that tonight and where that comes from and as much to my knowledge that I know about and from my training. And so, but I want to share something because it has to do with, and if you hear my dogs in the back, they're playing. I actually have two teddy bears sitting in front of me and they're desperate to get them to play with them. But I said, nope, these are my teddy bears. You're not going to play with my teddy bears. We have teddy bears all over the house. We have a big golden retriever, and we have a big, just big, for every dog that I've ever had in my lifetime, I have a stuffed animal, not real now, stuffed, that, you know, represents the love that we've had for that pet. But I woke up this morning and I was saying, you know, why, Spirit, have you not answered my prayer about my home selling? And I really pondered that all day today. And I wanted to share with you some of the revelations that I got because Spirit answers my prayers all the time. I mean, if I, in my daily work, you know, if I have a 2 o'clock appointment available, all I'll do is just say, you know, spiritual team, I have names for them, but, you know, wonderful names. And I'll say, you know, I really need to fill that 2 o'clock and it needs to be in the northeast section of Georgia. And I'll give the specific, the name of the town or the, you know, close proximity of what I need to, you know, to be, to where I need to be. And it'll, you know, most of the time it gets filled. And if it doesn't, there's always a reason. So I thought to myself, okay, you know, there is a gift in this that the house hasn't sold as of, you know, 7:05 this evening, or 4:05 your time, or 5:05 your time. But it came to me that if the house had sold like it could have easily sold last year, wonderful friend of mine, you know, had a, could have had a contract on it. But the truth was, I didn't know where I wanted to live back then. I didn't have a loan. No one would give me a loan in the mortgage business because I'm self-employed, even though I have high credit score and no debt and all that fun stuff. But, you know, things are different than they used to be. And so it was very interesting because a couple of months ago, my daughter and I went to a town in this area and said, you know, this is, we both looked at each other and said, this is where we belong. I mean, not just the theater, not just the little church that we love, the little, it's not really a church, it's a communal group of people that are very spiritual. And I cannot call it a church because then it puts the religion in it, and I just can't get into the religion. But it was fascinating, and ever since then, we knew without a doubt and continue to know where we are to move. And so when I was really looking at this during the day, because I had a lot of sadness and I had a lot of questioning, and you know, I share this because so many people think, oh, well, she has a radio show, or she does counseling, or she's a lawyer, she doesn't have issues, she doesn't have problems, you know, nothing comes to her. And that's not true. We all go through things, I don't care who we are. And so it was very interesting because I thought, you know, now I can get a loan. Now I have two people willing to give me a loan. And I'm able now to let go of the house in a way that I never could, which means reducing the price. And since I reduced the price 3 days ago, I've already had two people coming to see the house. And it was, you know, I mean, it's only been one day that could have come. And so it's been amazing. And I told my daughter, we got to keep the house clean now because they're going to be, people are coming now. It's the house is going to sell. You know, why is it going to sell so easily? Because we actually got it at the right price. So, you know, it was all about faith. And, you know, when you ask yourself, do you like you? You really have to look at a lot of questions about yourself, about faith. You know, when I woke up and I was sad and I did my energy work, but I still was sad because it brought up some issues that I needed to look at. It was so amazing because I thanked Spirit. I said, you know, you are answering my prayer. Because 4 months ago, if the house had sold, 2 months ago, if the house had sold, I would not have known where I wanted to go. And I doubt that it would have because it was overpriced. And now I know where I want to go. We know what we want to do. And now we can get a loan so we don't have to take every single cent out of the house and borrow even to even get into another house. So I really started to feel the blessings today. And right after that, I went to see a movie called How to Be Single. And, you know, it was interesting because this day is about love. Well, every day should be about love, but this specific day is about love. And, you know, I looked at it about all the kinds of love that we have. So many of us think of love on this particular love day as only between a man and a woman, or, you know, your significant others. But, you know, I woke up this morning to two beautiful little puppies on my bed, a cat that came running in to snuggle underneath the sheets. I had then, about an hour or so later, my daughter wakes up with this beautiful book that she brings to me, Why You're Such a Special Mother. And I'm like, talk about love. I mean, I've never had this much love. And I've been married a million times, not just this lifetime, but many lifetimes. And, you know, I've never experienced this kind of love. And I really think the reason why I can experience it and have it is that my heart is open because I really like myself. And I think that so many people in religious pathways and other avenues see that as so self, you know, ego and, you know, narcissistic, and in many ways it can be. But overall, you know, if you really do like yourself, oh my goodness, you're able to receive all the love that your family can give you, your friends can give you. You can actually receive it. It's like a gift. I had a very dear friend of mine that I've known, well, I've actually known her son. My son, my daughter and her son were both adopted from the Russian vicinity. And so it was fascinating because she was so kind to put my link to my home on her website and to advertise a little bit for me. And, you know, I mean, that's just kindness. It's just, she doesn't get anything out of it. You know, of course we'll be closer when we move, but I mean, she doesn't really get anything out of it for herself. And that's the kind of love that we can have in our lives that means so much, even if you're not in a relationship per se. And I mentioned that because when you look at, do you like yourself? If you really do like yourself, you don't mind being alone. And I say that in a beautiful way. Loneliness is when you know, my viewpoint only now, and y'all, you have to know, when you're listening to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki, you're taking my viewpoint. So, you know, doesn't mean it has to be your viewpoint, but, you know, I can only speak from my heart. When you love yourself, you never really get lonely. You may be wanting times of aloneness, and you may say, you know, I really wish I had a friend to go out with tonight, but you're never lonely. I haven't been lonely since my last relationship, and during that relationship, I was extremely lonely because all I wanted to do was be alone because the relationship was so, you know, codependent and so possessive that the only thing I wanted was alone time. And so now I treasure that alone time so much that when I get home, and it doesn't matter where my home is, when we move, we'll have a different home. But it's that space where you can truly be in your own, just you and spirit. And I have learned, though, because of that experience that I had, that very last relationship, that I'll have this life. And I'm proud to say that because I have choices. And I feel that finally I can be comfortable in my own skin and know that no matter what, I have a team out there that's always with me. Yes, sometimes, of course, we need, you know, physical connection with people. But I've got friends. I've got so many good friends. I can count them on one hand, but they're good friends. If I never saw them for 6, 8, 10 years, they're still my friend. And it is so powerful because I have two of my dearest friends are moving. We're all three of us are going to be moving this year, unexpectedly. It's going to happen suddenly. Now, mine's been planned, but the other two are not. And I know this because I'm intuitive and I've talked to them and I see what's going on. But it's fascinating to me because it doesn't matter where we move or where we go. We always have each other to phone call or just have that connection. So I want to ask you, you know, do you like you? It is a very profound statement because it's like you don't have to give it away, as the song says. You don't have to try so hard. And I'm working with my daughter. She's an actress and a singer, and she's learning how to dance in musical theater. And she's going to be learning to do a song, and we've had so much fun today. We just started her audition, 16-bar audition and song, and we're really – it's fun to see how she is going to interpret that particular song that she's going to do. I mean, it's going to have to come from her, and it'll be a process as she learns her very first audition 16-bar song, how that she is going to evolve with it. I can't tell her how to do it because then it would be my way of doing it. You know, I can give her, as a singer myself, I can say, you know, let's try this or let's look at it that way. But when it comes right down to it, she's going to do it the way that she is supposed to do it. And you know, whether it's the same way that she'll do it 10 years from now, of course she probably won't, but that's not the issue. The issue, this is her very first audition, and this is going to be so awesome that, you know, it's not that she's not going to be in the play. She's already in the play, but she's auditioning for certain roles. So it's like she already knows she's going to be in the play and now, you know, in the musical, but they have to decide, well, you know, which person is the best part for that. And that's why they do these particular songs. So, you know, but I want to talk to you about, do you like you? Because what happens is when you go to get into a relationship, and this happens so much, and I'm going to talk a specific, I mean, of course, would never use names, but there is a girl and there is a boy that I know very well, and they're very young. They're under age 18. And I know the girl via my daughter, and I know the boy because he's a family friend. And I have watched this relationship because the boy needs love. He's, as we all are at that young age, can sometimes be insecure, and we want to, you know, learn how to date. What are we going to do now? How do you do this? But the girl has confided that she, you know, it's not that she really likes this person, but that she knows that this is an avenue for her to her way out, and because he's got more money. He's got, you know, a lot more activities going on in his life. And I look at that and I'm like, wow, you know, that's very sad, because it's what's happening now is, you know, they can't be honest. There's no communication there. And when that happens, you wonder why relationships end so quickly. It's because we lie to ourselves. We lie to ourselves, thus we lie to other people, and that includes our relationships. And I look at that because, you know, that's how I started Living Your Soul's Journey. It's a little different space now. But when I first started with my website, Living Your Soul's Journey, I was looking at it from a relationship viewpoint. I don't do that anymore. But basically, when you meet someone, if you're lying to yourself, if you don't like yourself, if you don't love yourself, you don't know yourself, then you really, in a way, say things that are necessary to make that person like you. For instance, if you are, and I'll use an example from the movie. One of the girls loved to hike. In the movie that I saw today. And so when she was hiking, she was talking to a guy about dating, and she was talking about how she loved to hike, and she was really totally being herself. And but he said, well, I don't like to hike. So she put that part of herself away. And you can see it in the movie. She became into his world, and she became what he wanted her to be. And she had a pattern of this, as so many of us do, have a pattern of becoming what he needed her to be for him, forgetting about who she was and what she needed for herself. And as the movie progressed, and at the end of the movie, it was fascinating because you could see her on her treadmill getting ready. One of her dreams was to go to the Grand Canyon and hike some in the Grand Canyon. And so at the end of the movie, she finally looked at herself through her old boyfriend's eyes, because he literally came back to her, and she knew at that point he was about to get married, and it was just not a real good situation. And so it was fascinating because at that point in time, at the end of the movie, when you saw her, she was on her treadmill with her backpack on her back, getting ready to hike. And she made a decision that she would do this on her own, by herself, and finally be alone. Because, you know, we're with our parents, then we usually find we go to school, we're in a dorm or an apartment, and then we find somebody that we want to live with. Maybe it's a girlfriend, maybe it's a boyfriend, but whatever. And then we end up getting married. There's not a lot of alone time sometimes for people. That's when you a lot of times find out who you really are. Because when you can sit in your own living room and you can be by yourself, you kind of find out about yourself. You know, it's you can find out a lot when those quiet, still times, that's when you really learn who you are. If you're always with people and you're always getting validation from Facebook or Twitter, or and you're always having to be with friends and you're getting validation from people who agree with you, how do you ever find out who you really are? It's almost like you're lying to yourself to be afraid to find out the truth of who you are. So this was a very powerful movie for that. It started out kind of funky. I was like, I don't know about this, but I knew the actors were good, so I knew it was going to be good. But basically, when I was in school at Delphi, we had a course called The Mysteries of Male and Female. And we had to learn both aspects of ourselves, because everybody has a receiving aspect of themselves. That's, you know, from the spiritual aspect, the left side. And then you have the right side, which is your male side. And you talk to both of them. And in this course, Mysteries of the Male Female, you connect those two. You find out how the female's communicating, and you find out how the male's, and then you heal both of them so they can get along. And then once you can do that, your relationships go so much better. Hi, Miss Sandy. How are you this evening?
I am doing fine. I got to listen to most of your show, and I'm actually on the road right now, but
I think she just unroaded herself. She'll call back probably. But what happens is, when you connect the male and the female aspect of yourself, you learn how you've been fighting yourself. And if you like, if you're a boy and you're raised to not cry, not to have the feminine part of you show, your feelings show, and then you get in a relationship with a woman and she has feelings and shows her emotions, you're going to have a hard time understanding that woman or that friend or that child, for that matter, if you're male or female. And, you know, as a female, if you've been taught that, you know, you're supposed to wait for someone to take care of you, and you don't get out there and use that male doing this part of yourself, and you don't learn to connect with that and love that part of you, then when the male is coming in and taking care of you, you're going to pretty soon learn to resent that. I don't care how people sit there and say, oh, well, I'm playing tennis, I have this perfect life. Deep inside them, they're rejecting the male. They're resenting the male because he's out there free, happy, making money, doing what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. And she's at home typically not being able to do that. Sandy, you're back on line one. Hello.
I am so sorry. I went through a dead zone, and I'm about to go through another one, so I'll make this quick. I enjoyed the part of your show that I heard, and I wanted to comment about what you said about the spirit not giving you an answer regarding selling your house. And it just went through my mind. Many times we think spirit's not hearing us or not giving us an answer, when the divine mind, God, knows so much more about what's best for us. And the answer right then was, no, it's not time to sell. But in divine right order, divine right time, it will sell. And before I go through a dead zone again, I'm on my way to the beach with my Valentine. My husband's driving us. My husband's driving us. My Valentine is my
puppy. Is your Valentine dog. Charlie or Paul?
Tell
Paul, I heard that. Yeah, I want to know which one it is or both.
Well, that's why I said I'm on my way to the beach with my Valentine, and my husband's dropping us. I better be careful. My husband's sitting right here beside me, but he loves yeah. so good natured. He loves the dog too. You love the dog too, don't you, baby? He says,
Charlie, Paul, and Sandy, and this is a family show, so actually for all those listening, Charlie is the most beautiful black and white, I don't know what kind of dog he is, but he's beautiful.
He's an English short-haired pointer.
And Paul is gorgeous, and he's an actor, and he's on TV all the time, although he needs to be on TV more because he's one of the best actors, character actors out there. So that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's fabulous. He's sweetie pie. Yeah. But I better go because I'm about to go through a dead zone again. But I'm sorry I'm missing most of your show today.
That's okay. Y'all enjoy the snow. We're getting ready. I mean, the beach. We're getting ready for an ice storm tonight, so.
Oh, my, I wish we could share some of this warm weather with you.
Well, I tell you, it would be nice. So, well, y'all have a good one, and thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That reminds me, hearing Miss Sandy from California, is that sometimes our Valentines, you know, can come in very unique packages. And so I think it's fascinating that she, you know, that's the humor in her, is that she has She has her Valentine is her puppy dog. But, you know, I was looking on Facebook. I don't do a lot of Facebook looking, but once in a while I'll go on there and acknowledge some of the people that have written or some of the comments that people made. And I saw so many texts today, Facebook texts that had little stuffed animals. So I went in tonight and before my show, and I got my two little stuffed animals, my two little stuffed bears, because we have, like I say, at the we have pets all over the house. And I have a dog right now that is trying to get up here to get the teddy bears because she wants her teddy bears, even though she's got 100 of them on the floor. She wants these teddy bears. So it's kind of cute. But anyway, you know, I wanted to get back to the mysteries of the male-female because, you know, when I took that course at Delphi, it really taught me that when we are really – here, you can have one of the babies. You can play with it. There you go. When you have a part of you that you can't acknowledge, let's just say that you're a female, because I'm a female, obviously, and let's just say that I was taught to never go out there in the world and make a living and, you know, be assertive. Well, then there's going to always be a part of me that will look to a man to fulfill that part of my life. Well, if I can't have that part of my life for myself, eventually I will resent that person. And I know that personally because I did that. I mean, as a younger person, you know, I would get in relationships with very strong men thinking that they were the ones that had to be the ones in charge, so to speak. And that is just so wrong. You know, you have to be in charge of your own life. You have to be in charge of your way of doing things. And then eventually you will find the right person if it's meant to be. You will find the right person for you, or maybe you'll find two or three right people for you. And then sometimes you just find yourself. And when you find yourself, that's where I am in my journey, is I have found myself. I can make my own living. I can, you know, it's just a different kind of life that brings a fulfillment. That's my soul's journey. It's just, though, that when we have to have a relationship, the have to have a relationship, that is when the choice goes away, and that is when the unhappiness comes. That is when fulfillment does not really occur. Because basically, if you're not ready to say to yourself, take the responsibility to say, you know, I think I'm lying to myself somewhere in there. There's a lie on the line. Because if you're lying to yourself, you're lying to the people around you. And that may be why someone doesn't last long in a relationship, is because they are lying about what they really, you know, who they are, what they are. And I mean, I know this for myself because I did it. I mean, I lied to myself and thought that I had to have a relationship to be fulfilled. It's like, well, I mean, you know, if you can't have a relationship, there must be something wrong with you. Well, that's so not true. And this past relationship that I had years ago, it's been years, but it was interesting because this person had same issues that I had. Obviously, I would attract that. But they, as soon as they, you know, they were a city person, but as soon as they came into my life, they became a country person. You know, the cowboy boots, they were country, everything was country. You know, as soon as the relationship ends, they're not country anymore because that's not even who they are. I don't even know that the person ever knew who they were. And that's not my choice to know or concern. You know, that's his journey. But what's so fascinating is that when you go into relationships and you have to change who you are, then you know you're lying to yourself. And this can happen so easily because if you are dating and you're looking for love, really love, because you just don't feel fulfilled yourself, or you just want that partnership, and it doesn't always have to be just to be fulfilled. Excuse me. It can be that you just want a relationship, you know, that companionship or something. But if you find someone that you end up not totally being yourself with at the beginning of the relationship, then that's when the relationship has a very difficult time. And I see it all the time with women and men where they'll say, "Oh yeah, I like that. Oh yeah, I enjoy football," or "Oh yeah, I'll go do that with you." And they're like, "Oh yuck," you know. And then before you know it, and 2 or 3 years into the marriage, what happens is the man goes off and does his thing, and the woman goes off and does their thing, and they're saying to themselves, "Well, what happened to our relationship?" Well, the relationship became real. That's what happened to it. They became real. Their partner became real. They're doing what they really wanted to do from the beginning. And they probably would not have been together if they could have been real from the beginning. They probably would have found that the relationship didn't last long. And I had, you know, just a kind of a boyfriend years and years ago. It was after one of my divorces, and I've had, you know, millions of them. And I remember this guy, he and I really got along well, and we had a good time, but it was never going to be a long-term relationship. And I remember him saying to me early on in the relationship, "You know, this relationship isn't going to be any more than a friendship." And I said, "Well, why do you say that?" Because I really, really liked him. And he said, "Because I'm not a country person. I like to be in the city, and I like to be around people 24/7. And I, as much as I like you, Miss Vicky, I couldn't live this way." And I said, I look back on that now, that was one of the greatest gifts that that person gave, because honestly, it was just that. He was saying the truth. And, you know, many men and many women will go beyond and fake it out. "I'm a country person. I live out in the country. I like my space. You know, I go to the city. Only time I ever go to the city is when I have to go to the airport and I have to drive through the city. And I get a lot of appointments to go down to the city, and I decline them because I don't like the drive. I don't like the energy. As an empath, I just can't handle all that. That's just too much." And so, but that, what a great gift for someone. Now, he could have, you know, had a longer term relationship with me, and but he knew himself well enough to know that this was not going to work. And we always, so many of us, and I, you know, I can say that because I've done it. That's why I recognize it. So many of us know who we are in a way, but not really. Because if we really knew who we are, I would never date some man from, well, I'm not going to date anymore anyway. But if I were younger, I wouldn't date somebody that was a city person, because, or that traveled all the time. Because I want to be with my dogs. That's what's important to me. And so if I were to go with somebody who traveled all the time, I would be like miserable. And because I always remember years ago when I was married, I had about a 12-year marriage, and I was living out in California doing some training out there for about 6 months. And I think, well, I mean, I came home now and then, but it was like every month I would fly home, but I missed my dogs so much that I would literally cry. I missed them so bad. And I didn't miss my husband, but I missed my dogs. That's what I was so laughing about with Sandy. And I remember finally I just called my past husband at that time, and I said, "You know what? I can't do this anymore. I got to get an apartment out here." And I ended up getting a little house and stayed there for a year. And you know, I needed to get this training done. I did a lot of acting and different things like that. But the point being was I had to have my dogs with me. And I know now that that is the most important. So when I go to look for a home, we found our home. And I share all this is because I want y'all to, when you hear these things, say, "You know, I'm like that too. That's not selfish. That's honoring myself." And if you're honoring yourself, you're honoring other people. But there are so many homes out there to buy. Now, actually, they're not in my price range. They're not, you know, but in most people know what they want. And we looked at 4, 5, 6 homes so that when this house does sell, it, you know, we know right where we want to go, or at least the vicinity. And we found this home, and I didn't care what the home looked like. I really didn't. It could have been a teepee like home, or stone or brick, or I just didn't care. But it had the same kind of walkway I have now, about a half of a mile walk, or driveway, I should say, up to the house, up in the woods by a creek. And I know that I will be happy there because I can get up in the morning, not have to worry about putting any, you know, specific clothes on. I can let my dogs out. They're not going to get run over. And at any time during the day, we can take a mile walk down the road and up the road without ever hitting any traffic, without having any danger to my dogs. That's my number one priority. Now, if I know that, and this dark, handsome man comes strolling down into my life and wants me to go with him and travel, miss my radio show, travel, leave my dogs in a vet someplace, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 times a year, I'd be miserable. Would I enjoy the travel? Of course. But, I mean, we went to Colorado back in October, and we took our dogs with us. And, yes, of course, sometimes it's a little hard going through the airport with little dogs. But overall, it was part of the journey and part of what made the trip so fun. And so I told both of my puppies, I said, you know, now when y'all come back, reincarnated, y'all gonna come back as little 3-pound dogs, because y'all gonna be a lot easier to cart through the airport being, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 pounds other than 14. I was like, oh my goodness. My daughter and I were like, chiropractor, hello. I want to get back though to the mysteries of the male and female, because when you're dealing with children, as a parent, as a mother, father, uncle, aunt, whatever your relationship is with them, if we honor a child, the boy and the girl in them, in other words, if they're mainly a boy, but yet they want to play with the doll, let them play with the doll. It's not going to kill them to do that. That's just that maternal part of them. You know, people say, oh, it's going to make them gay. That doesn't make a person gay. If they're going to play with the doll, they're just bringing out that maternal part. Or if a child cries, a little boy cries, or if a little girl wants to be, you know, a doctor, let them be that strong. Let them have that out there, going out in the world, being and doing as a male would do, because then you know you're going to have a balanced child. You know, they're going to be a balanced child, and they're going to be a balanced adult. And, you know, my daughter learns every day from me how to go out there in the world, put your male energy out there. And she also has learned how to be feminine and how to allow love in your life and allow that love to come in and to receive as a more of a feminine approach to life. And if you have a real strong balance between that, then you're going to be a happier person. And if you're going to work all the time, you know, you can't have a relationship. And so just don't even try. I mean, why would you even bother if you're completely so totally happy with your life? Then be content. That's happy. I mean, that's complete. You know, that's absolutely complete. And I think that we have a definition in our America. Let me just say that way. I'm not going to talk about other countries, because honestly, I don't know how they do it. I know that other countries do arranged marriages and other. I just don't know enough about it. I'm not a history buff, and I don't know that much about, you know, American or world history to know all the different ways of the culture. But I do know a lot about America because I've been a divorce attorney for years. And when we are complete in ourselves, then we can choose to have a relationship or not. When you have that choice, y'all, then you know that you are balanced, because you are happy within yourself. If you're a workaholic and you're not happy, then that's something that you need to look at. Obviously, you would need to look at, maybe you don't like your work, or there's something a little off balance there. But, I mean, one of my dearest friends from high school, I love her with all my heart. She and I have been sisters before in this life. We're friends. She lost her husband 2 years ago, and she has no interest in ever getting married again. I mean, she's in her 60s. And, you know, there's no reason for her to get married again. It's like, no, she's not even going there. But it's not even, it's her choice, though. I'm sure she has a lot of guys that would like to date her, but that's just not where her energies are. And she's going to, you know, leave her work, and she's going to move. And she said, you know, I've got one more job in me. I've got one more move and one more job in me. And she's going to go out there and she's going to find something that she really enjoys doing so that she can travel. She doesn't have pets. She wants to travel. She wants to visit her son. She wants to go places, because that's who she is. And she's going to go out and live her life, not because she has to, but out of choice of what she really wants to do. And that's the key here, y'all, is choice. There's a wonderful movie out, by the way, called The Choice, and I would recommend it to everybody. I'm a movie buff. I go to movies all the time. We have free movie passes, thanks to my mom and a friend of hers who she knew from high school, gives her free movie passes. And we go to the movies, you know, all the time. And so The Choice is a really good movie about the choices we make. But when we're looking at love, do you like you? You have a choice. You have a choice when you like yourself to really go in directions that you can be honest with. And when you're honest with yourself, you will truly find, if you're choosing to find, a person. Now, I will share with you a business person that I did some business with that is extremely spiritual, wonderful lady, but yet she's in a relationship that is abusive, verbally and actually physically. This person, both of them are very highly professional, very wealthy people, and I attempted to do some counseling with her about self-love and self-respect, and it went nowhere. And I'll tell y'all right now, it went nowhere because, and I'm not here to force people to think a certain way or be a certain way or to have their life a certain way, but she could not fathom being alone. It was out of her reality. She couldn't do it. So when I suggested, you know, listen, you got to take care of yourself here. It didn't matter what I did. And the counseling went nowhere because she has to have somebody in her life, even if he's abusive, even if he doesn't hit her, it's just verbally abusive. She has to have somebody in her life. And if you are one of those people, then that is your choice. If you can make the choice, but if you can't make the choice and you have to have somebody in your life, that is where I would begin the counseling. And I would say, you know what? We really need to look at why do you have to be with somebody and why are you so afraid of being alone? Because when we are alone, I believe Debbie Ford said this years and years and years ago. I think I saw her at Unity Church down in Georgia somewhere. She said, if you could ever learn to be your own best friend in your own company, if you like your own company, then you're going to be able to like the company of others, and others will enjoy being in your company. And, you know, that really resonated with me because up until that moment that I heard that, I thought that when I lived by myself and I was, because most of my life, even though I've had 5 relationships, most of my life has been alone. I've lived alone, I've been alone, and I've loved it. And I never had problems, by the way, when I was alone. I everything went smoothly in my life. But it became so smooth and so peaceful that I thought there was something wrong. So I would, you know, when I say that, it became so smooth and so peaceful that I thought something was wrong. Now, that's really when my journey began. I mean, a lot of things caused me to be where I am now, thankfully. But the point being is that was when I had to really look at that last relationship that I had. It came from one of those moments when I said, wow, I have everything in my life. You know, this can't be right. I must need something more. But I didn't have everything I thought I wanted or needed. But that was the shift. That was the final shift that came because this person was so possessive, so codependent, well, alcoholic, and, you know, had a lot of mental health issues. So there was no space in my life anymore. I lost my space. And because of that, now I can be anywhere, anytime. And I am in deep gratitude for just having me, just having my space, just being at peace. Nothing's much. Once in a while, I'll get a little bored now and then, you know, but overall, most of the time, I am in deep gratitude because I went through so much discomfort losing my space that it had a profound effect on me. And I think that a lot of people, when they get lonely or have loneliness, it's because they don't want to look at something within themselves. And that's when counseling can be. Sometimes we can't do it alone, y'all. I didn't do it alone. I've had some of the best mentors in the world. Janice Hayes, is Robert and Brenda, they've been all fabulous mentors for me. So when you're looking at, wow, I feel so alone sometimes, I can't go forward. If you get that lonely, seek out some help. It doesn't have to be me, but it's find somebody that you can trust in your area that you can sit down with or call on the phone, because that is spirit talking to you saying, you know what? We need to connect with you, because when you have a strong, deep, profound effect and connection with spirit, it's really kind of hard to get lonely. I mean, it's really, I can't go there anymore. That's the truth. I mean, the truth for me is I can't be lonely anymore. It doesn't, if I had to find it as an actor or something, I would have to go back to those times where I felt that. But it is so, I am so complete now within myself. And I don't say that from a self-righteous viewpoint. I say that from having endured years of discomfort and pain and growth, where I finally got the gift. I mean, you know, when you finally get the gift, yeah, you know, you need to be a little happy with that. I mean, it's okay to say, wow, you know, I feel really, really good. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to have moments like I had today where I like had my faith go out a little bit. You know, those moments happen. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on this planet Earth. I'd be in some ascended master form or something right now if, you know, if I had progressed that far. But it's a, you know, on this day of love, and I call it the day of love because so many people look to this day as the day of love. And so when I went to get my daughter's Valentine card, I bought her about a 2, maybe 3 foot card, and I signed it from all of us, but mainly from her puppy Teddy, because she loves her little Teddy. You know, that's her dog. She's been waiting 16 years to get a dog that loved her. And Teddy, you know, they resonated from the moment that they met each other. They just absolutely resonated together. And although Teddy loves me, it's you know, it's Phoenix's dog. That's her dog. And so it's been amazing, because when we have love and we love ourselves, you know, do you like you? Then you can really resonate with the truth for you. What is true for you? And whatever is true for you is just fine. If you're happy sitting in a house in California or Oregon or Texas, and you get complete fulfillment. Now, I'm not talking about an escape, y'all. I'm not talking about sitting at home drinking yourself to oblivion. But I'm talking about where you're serving humanity. You're doing what you're supposed to do on your soul's journey. But you want to just grow flowers, or you want to have a garden, and you like your pets, and you're very content with that. That's fine. Acknowledge that. Don't ever feel like that what you're doing in your life is not enough, because you are enough. There's always room for improvement if you so choose that. But learning to love all parts of you, and you know, we have the female male, you know, connection. We also have the good parts of us and the not so good parts of us that we try to hide from the world, but everybody has them. And you know, the shadow parts, if you may, you know, that part of us that we don't always like to say, well, you know, I get angry, or I got mad at that person, or I don't like that person. You know, and, you know, there are a lot of things that we are always afraid to say out loud. But when we start to really address all of those issues, that's when you really learn to like you, because you like can see somebody. And I think, and I'm not going to talk politics, but I am going to say this, and this will date the show down the road possibly, but I won't even mention names, that way it won't say anything, but there is a politician now that everyone seems, well, not everyone, but a lot of people either resonate with this person or they don't. But one of the reasons why so many people do resonate with him is because he's so gosh darn honest. I mean, he just says what he really, really believes. And yes, he changes his viewpoint. And thank goodness he does. I'd be worried about somebody that doesn't change their viewpoint. But this person is so honest, and he's so blatant, and he's so, you know, maybe he has a New York way of doing things. And I typically don't like that. But I am so happy to see a so-called person running for president that can be honest, that, you know, I think that's why I think the person's doing so well. Whether they win or not, I'm not that intuitive at this moment to know. But at this point, I wouldn't address that on radio anyway. That's not my kind of show. But I mean, the honesty of this is so profoundly beautiful that I think that's what's resonating with people. And then other people are out there just, you know, not being honest. So it does make a difference. Now, I want to talk about the next couple of weeks. I have a show coming up on the next Sunday that's going to have a very dear friend of mine on the show called Lorelei Robbins. Lorelei has created, she's an astrologer and a very gifted one, and she has created a cast of characters using all the different aspects of astrology, you know, your sun sign, your moon, and just every aspect of you. And she calls it the cast of characters. And she's going to be talking next week. She's going to be my special guest. And she's going to talk to y'all about how you can incorporate the cast of characters into your life. And like if you're a Pisces, but yet you have the Scorpio moon, but yet you have Aries or Capricorn, you learn to understand all aspects of you instead of just having a chart done and it says, okay, this is going to happen and this is the inclinations. You really get to know yourself. And for every aspect of you, there's a positive and then a negative. And so that you can see, okay, if you've got some Scorpio in you, you've got a, you know, tremendous amount of energy there. You also have that dark side. And so you can start to learn and value yourself and understand yourself. And when you can do that, you obviously can learn to like yourself, all aspects of yourself. Now, that'll be next week, Lorelei Robbins, and she is from Mountain Park, Georgia, which is around Atlanta area. And I've known her almost 14, 15 years at this point. And then the next week, I'm having Richard Andrew King back. He is the guest for the monthly show on parenting wisdom. And we're going to be talking about the next five chapters about parenting wisdoms and just a very powerful book on helping people as parents, whether you're, you know, an aunt, uncle, a real parent, or a semi-parent, or a grandparent, or something, it really helps folks to learn that. So I really want to invite you back next week for Lorelei Robbins, and then the next week, I believe the end of the month will be, 2 weeks from now, will be Richard Andrew King. Now, I have so many guests lined up for March, and starting to book April. And I thank BBS because they always send me these incredible opportunities to interview folks. And I think sometime in March, I've got a little 18-year-old girl that she's not really, she's grown up, but or 18, 19 years old, who does spiritual talks on radio. And I'm just so excited about having her because I think that she will help folks, even if you're a parent listening, to help you understand the different ways that young people are coming into our world and the different gifts they have to share with us. And it's so powerful because, see, she, a girl like that now, I'll give you an example of a male-female. She is using her male energies to go out in the world and do, and the meaning, well, that came out fun, kind of funny, but she's out there doing something with her skills, which is the male aspect of her. But yet the feminine aspect of her is that intuitive part, and she is owning both aspects of that. So that's extremely powerful, and I'm excited, and I'll give you a little bit more specificity of it on the BBS all the different social media there. But I do want to thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening and for Sandy to call in. I love your calls. I love you listening in, whichever way resonates with you. Just remember that living your soul's journey is something that is unique and beautiful just for you. And if you can learn to like you, then you have come beyond any steps anybody could teach you. And you will learn and have so much better of a life knowing and liking yourself, because then you are giving the world you. And when you can give the world you, there's your service right there, no matter what you are, teacher, doctor, lawyer, radio owner, radio host, you give of yourself, you have given the best gift that you have. So good night, everyone. Have a beautiful week. Be safe. And remember to think of something to be grateful for. Good night.